Thanks for calling Craftsy Video Membership. My name's Ian. How can I help you?
Hi, my name is Linda Seidowitz, and excuse me, I'm a premier member of Craftsy. And my question is this. I got the 70% off a class that you could purchase. And so I had one class that I had put in my cart, and then I went to another class, but it didn't give me the option of purchasing it. So I'm just confused on about some that you can purchase and others you can't.
Well, I wonder if the one that you can't purchase is one that's free in the membership.
Okay.
Maybe it is.
I don't know.
Yeah.
That's why I'm calling.
Yeah, I'm not sure, but I'll go into your account and we'll check it all out for you. I'll be happy to help you. What's your email address, dear?
Email is Linsci, L-I-N, S as in Sam, C-I, at, I'm sorry, that's the wrong one. My other email that I put you under. It's L Seidowitz. So it's L, then S-E-Y. Seidowitz at maect.org.
Goodness. So is it Seidewitz?
S-E as in it's S as in Sam, E as in elephant.
Oh, okay. And then Y.
Then Y. Mm-hmm.
Okay, got it. I just wasn't sure what that letter was. Sometimes
there's
a lot
of letters in there.
Yeah.
M-A-E-C-T. Yep. .org.
Yep. Goodness, and it didn't come up. Why don't you give me your first name? Let's try it that way.
Okay. Okay, it's Linda.
L-I-N-D-A?
Yes.
Okay. And S-E-Y?
Yes. S-E-Y, D as in David, E-W, I, T as in Tom, Z as in zebra.
Okay. And that brought you right up. Now, let me see what I put in wrong with your email. Oh. So, the email is scsbcglobal.net.
Okay, okay, because okay. I'm getting the Craftsies for through the other email. That's why I gave you the other one. So, I know when I put in my for my password, I used the one that you just mentioned. So, yeah.
Oh, okay.
As long as you found me.
I did. I found you. Just verify your address for me, if you would.
Sure, it's 14 Fernwood Drive, East Hampton, Connecticut, 06424.
Thank you. And you do have an active premium membership, but that's not due to expire till December 9th, 2021. So I'm going to go into your account, and then you can tell me that class, and we'll see what's up with it. Okay. Because there's over 1,500 free classes.
Right. So I guess that's what I was trying to clarify, you know, what the difference was, because the one that I have one in my cart, but then the other one that I was looking at last night was improvisational quilting, and then it showed up in my account, but I thought it was just there because I happened to be looking at it, but it never had any kind of purchase on it, so that's why I was calling.
Okay, so what is the name of it again?
I think it's improvisational quilting, something like that.
Okay.
Has a picture of like it looks like a flag, you know.
Okay, I'm trying to find it.
It's like a triangle that it shows, I think, in the picture that you would see on the quilt.
Okay, so now I see like a darn million of them. Let me see if I can write that improv thing. Wow. Okay. So is it improbable? Is it piecing in modern design?
Yes, that sounds right.
Oh, okay. Let me look at it. Okay. Yep, that is a free class. There's actually, looks like there's 10 classes there, and it doesn't give an option to purchase that class.
Right.
So usually it will say purchase to own.
Right, because the other one that I have in my cart said that.
Right,
and this
yeah.
one didn't.
Mm-hmm. I wonder, usually you can purchase them. This one is free, so I guess I'm not really sure why you'd purchase it, but some people like to purchase it to have in their library so you can go back that way.
Right.
I'm just going to ask the supervisor. I'm just waiting for her to respond.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, she says it's either a free class or one you've already purchased. Could you have already purchased this? Because I saw you had classes in there. Let me go look.
Right. I don't think so. I mean, yeah. I might have because it's over a year ago.
Let me look
or 2 years ago. I'm not sure.
Well, you have one called Clever Curves Piecing. You had a lot of piecing ones in here.
Yes. Yes, and I've been practicing doing the ruler, so I've been doing with the Angela Walters and learning how to use rulers for quilting.
Oh, you already do have it in there.
The Angela Walters quilt.
No,
oh,
no, you have. Yeah, you do. It's good you didn't buy it again.
Yeah, I was looking at it last night, and then it showed up in my content, and I was like, okay, maybe that's just because I was looking at it.
That's a class you already, it's a class you've already purchased. It's in your library. That's what they call your library. You got 19 classes in there, Linda.
Okay. All right. It's no big deal. I was just, curious on why it showed on one and not on the other one.
It's totally a big deal because now I'll know if someone calls me again with that question. it's good that we don't let you purchase it twice, right?
Right.
Yeah.
That is a good thing. I appreciate that. I do.
All righty.
There's just one other quick question that,
of course,
a suggestion or request, mm-hmm, or whatever, that I find that the search engine is not very helpful. It takes like a long time to go back and find a class. Like if I don't have it in my library, my content, and I'm looking for it, and I'll put in the name, like I'll put in improvisational, whatever, that, mm-hmm, it doesn't come up, or it'll just say no such class.
Okay,
so
let me tell you a different way to maybe go in. So you know the orange bar that's across the top?
Yes.
And you know where that magnifying glass is?
Yes.
So see where it says browse Craftsy, and then next to it is browse before that search box. So click that.
Yes. Okay.
And so see how you can go to quilting, like right there?
Yes.
Go to quilting. So go to quilting there, and it'll bring up all the quilting classes, and then it'll say search classes and put the improv there. That's how I got to it.
Okay. Okay.
Okay. And
I think I was just using going when I was on the classes, and then it has this little search bar right there. I was putting it in there where you put your, like, your membership, your premier membership. You check which one you are, and I check that, and then there's a little search bar there, and I was putting it in there, and I wasn't really getting anywhere. So,
understood. And they're working on a playlist so that, like, when you find something that you like and you want to keep going back to it, it'll be in your playlist, but that's what they're working on right now.
Okay. Okay. I realize it's a, you know, ongoing process in that, but I was just, you know, I kept going round and round trying to find it, you know, then I would find it. I was like, okay, I've got to hang on to this, bookmark it or whatever, do it so I don't lose it again. I can get to it quick rather than having to go through the whole process again. Yeah. Okay.
All righty.
Well, thank you so much.
You're certainly welcome. I hope you have a wonderful day, and thanks for calling Craftsy Video Membership.
Okay, thank you so much, and enjoy your day. We have sunshine here in Connecticut, so wherever you are, I hope you have sunshine too.
I'm in Albion, and we do have sunshine and 70 degrees today.
Well, you beat me on the temperature, but we're just happy up here in Connecticut. Even though we got snow on the ground, it was 42 today, so that was great.
Oh, that is good for Connecticut. You have a wonderful day, and thanks for calling.
Okay, bye-bye. Thank you.
Bye.